For immigrants working on farms in the Northwest, sexual harassment can come with the territory. The federal agency that handles these cases has flagged agriculture as an area of growing concern with some of the most egregious abuses. The agency's filed several high-profile lawsuits against farm owners in Washington and Oregon. The latest targeted a huge apple grower in eastern Washington. Last month, a jury sided with the farm owners. This intensified focus has stirred up the farm community about a problem some advocates say plagues the Northwest's fields and orchards. KUOW's Liz Jones has our story.
In her green minivan, Angelica Villa navigates the farm roads north of Bellingham like a seasoned tour guide.
Esta es una canería. Esta es la famosa papera.
That's the cannery, she says, and there's the famous potato factory.
These are all raspberries?
Yeah, raspberries.
She's worked at a lot of these places.
Piscando mora.
And she rattles off stories.
Y estaba haciendo gestos, dijo.
There's the manager who makes sexual jokes, or the farm where immigrants are always shortchanged. Angelica is with a farmworker advocacy group in Bellingham called Community to Community. She's talked with countless immigrant women who battle sexual harassment in these nearby fields. Our driving tour ends at one of their homes. It's a gorgeous spring day, but Lucia ushers us inside toward a dingy bedroom. She works at the surrounding raspberry farm, and she's worried someone might see us talking. For her protection, we're not using her real name.
I'm scared. He said if I ever reported him, that he'd tell the authorities that I mistreated my kids, and that they'd take my kids away. And that's what I love the most in this world, my children.
Lucia clings to her 2-year-old son as we talk. Her older daughter's at school. We sit on the floor near the mattress where they all sleep. A small TV and refrigerator are tucked in the corner. A hand-painted rainbow arcs across one wall. Lucia says her trouble with the farm foreman, who's also Mexican, started soon after she arrived 4 years ago. Her boyfriend had just been deported back to Mexico, and the foreman propositioned her. Lucia refused.
I pushed him because he came and grabbed me, and I pushed him. He said he's the one to decide who works here and who lives here, and that I have to show him I'm grateful. I said, no, I'm not like that.
Lucia told the farm owner what happened, and the foreman was suspended just for a few days. She's tried to switch jobs, but the raspberry work offers better hours, pay, and housing.
I don't want to go back there, but I have to work to support my kids.
Lucia says the harassment never stopped. She says the foreman's even waited outside her house, throwing bottles and demanding money, and that he's threatened to kill her or call immigration authorities if she ever complains again. Lucia's living in the U.S. illegally. Choking back tears, Lucia can barely talk about another incident that haunts her. A few years ago, while walking home from the fields, she was attacked and raped by a man she didn't know. The boy sitting on her lap is the result.
Ahí está. Sí, tu cara.
Yeah. We're really scratching the surface of a problem that I think runs deep and wide.
Here in the Northwest, Bill Tamayo is a driving force against farmworker harassment. He's the area's lead attorney with the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The federal agency handles cases of workplace discrimination. Tamayo says sexual harassment happens in all industries, but the cases he sees against farmworkers tend to be among the most brutal.
Our cases have also included not just rape, but threats of violence, use of guns, use of knives or other sharp weapons, threats to kill witnesses, including families or family members of the claimants.
In recent years, Tamayo's helped bring several lawsuits against farm owners and growers in the Northwest. The latest was a high-profile case against one of the country's largest apple growers, Evans Fruit in Sunnyside, Washington. Typically, employers opt to settle these cases rather than face a jury trial, but Evans fought back and won. The EEOC recently made it a top priority to pursue cases involving immigrants and migrant workers. Tamayo says agriculture can be a hot spot for sexual harassment because there's such an imbalance of power between workers and managers.
The predator is usually somebody in management, maybe the manager of a farm or a high-ranking supervisor, who has almost unfettered discretion on who gets hired and who gets fired and controls everything about the conditions of work. The owners tend to be, you know, far away, not anywhere close to the ranch where the assaults are happening.
To create a safer workplace, Tamayo says farm employers need to step in and help change the culture.
Yeah, the agricultural employers are stepping up to the plate.
That's Dan Fazio. He heads the Washington Farm Labor Association. Its member base includes hundreds of farm owners. He's watched these federal cases ripple through the agricultural community. The lawsuits have put some employers on higher alert as they increasingly rely on managers who are bilingual, Latino, and, as Fazio points out, possibly unfamiliar with U.S. anti-discrimination laws.
I don't want to sound politically incorrect, but discrimination is just something that happens in the Mexican culture. You can go to Mexico right now and see ads in the paper that say, you know, we don't hire pregnant women. You know, we have to remind them that they're working in our culture.
Fazio's association has teamed up with the EEOC to offer harassment prevention training for farm managers. About 300 people turned out this year. For many, it was their first lesson ever on this topic. Fazio's glad to have the federal agency on board for the trainings, but he'd like to see them back off on the lawsuits.
They can literally put a person out of business. So a lot of times you hear from employers, you know, small businesses, I've got to settle even though I didn't do anything wrong.
Fazio thinks mediation can be a better way to resolve worker complaints, coupled with more training for managers to know the rules and for workers to know their rights. Outside Lucia's home, her son bounces a soccer ball with his uncle. He clambers around a rusty swing set in his Spider-Man slippers. Lucia looks on with pride. Off in the distance, the raspberries will ripen in a few months, and Lucia will gather up her courage and head back out to the fields. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.
I see.